Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, great. So we are, can you believe it? We're like almost halfway through our program. We are now moving into module three of the Artist Cash Crash course. And what I wanted to do, Jackie, I know that you weren't able to make the last call that we did, but I don't know if you heard the replay or not. Did you get a chance to hear the replay?
I did get to hear some of it, yes.
Okay.
Or
So,
maybe all of it, actually.
oh.
Pick it up as soon as I can.
Okay.
So,
Okay. No, that's fine.
I think
That's
I
fine.
did.
Yeah, I understand. No. So what I decided to do was to change things up just a little bit, and these calls we'll do on Sunday will just be like this, telephone based, and this will be just time for us to talk directly live. So whoever's on the call, you'll get my time, and we can support you directly. And then I'm posting all the modules, when the video recorded modules and the worksheets and everything into the member area of the password protected area of the website, so you can work through those through the week, and then any questions you have about it, you can bring to the next week's call. So we're kind of working a call sort of a week back. So, this call today can be about module two, since obviously you had that one to look at, or just any questions in general. It doesn't necessarily have to be about the coursework. It can be about anything that relates to your business or your progress. So, but I just wanted to put that out there. So, that's what we're doing. And as I said before, module three coursework is up there. This is going to be all about crafting your ideal customer, which is really, really a really good exercise to get really clear about, your customer's wants, likes, dislikes, and it just really helps to paint a clear picture about them. So as we move into more of the marketing messages, you'll know exactly who you're talking to and who ideally you want to be working with. So, there's a lot of great content there for you to go through. So, be sure to take a look at that this week, and then bring your questions next week if you have anything about the call or something today you want to talk about. So,
Is it great?
with that said, I'm going to shut up and let you talk, because this is your time.
It's always so comforting to hear your voice. So
Well, good. Thank you. Thank you. You too. You go. What would you like to bring?
well, I just have to say, yeah, this has been really excellent for me because it's putting the process in front of me as a step-by-step thing again when sometimes I feel overrun by myself as far as, expecting myself to be at a place where I'm not yet. And it's just really good because it's bringing me back to reevaluating things to make sure that I'm doing, first of all, what I want. Like, I love what you said in the last call, last module about, not that I'm there now, but it's like, if you're ever working in a place and you're like, what am I doing here? And I'm just doing, one thing after another, and then the day ends, and then I didn't do what I wanted to do, and I don't ever want to be there again. I've d done that with my graphic design world business. I mean, I did, over 20 years in graphic design, which I love graphic design, and that was what my degree is in. But it's as a, the art in it itself is awesome, but the business of it, working, for other people in magazines and things was great to get me where I am today, let's just say. I filled out the Artist Crash course. Well, I started the, that first free worksheet that you gave us, the income portfolio in less than 30 minutes.
Yes.
Of course, working now full time and having a little child and everything is definitely more than 30 minutes for me.
Yes.
But only because I have to keep going back to it. And I've written down, I've got 15 things on my worksheet
Okay.
that I love. Of course, all these gajillion things that I love to do in this lifetime.
Okay.
So are these the kind of things that you're wanting us to bring up in this call? Because I want to make sure I'm on track too.
Yes, no, please do. Please do.
Okay. So Yeah, I mean, and I've taken a lot of, and I loved, also I wanted to mention too, one of the other things that really hit home for me was the thing that you mentioned about, okay, so what are all the things that you learned in this life? What are the courses that you've taken? What are the experiences and, you know, what are the things that you've learned that you've become an expert at and maybe you've forgotten about and I think that everybody else knows. I love that because I'm one of those crazy people too who takes, I'm like a continual student, but that's just my personality too.
Mm-hmm.
But I've, you know, done a lot of things in life that I've learned. And, you know, for example, I was an assistant manager at one of the larger bead stores here in Arizona a few years back. And so I learned a ton of techniques for beading and sewing and, you know, with my jewelry, of course, that's perfect. I needed to, you know, I soaked up as much of that knowledge that I could. So, yeah, I love what you said is about bringing that to your business to teach it, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So I am pondering that. And, you know, when I listen to your examples, the awesome studies, the, you know, case examples for, that you brought up in the last module, you mentioned, you know, how these people have like a gajillion ways of earning money because they're teaching people what they do or how they do it.
Right.
And in the back of my mind, I've always said, who the heck wants to learn this? I mean, I love it. Why would I think that someone wants to learn this crazy stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do, but I consider myself a nerd about certain things. So I guess that'll be a big question for me today is if I do that source of income, how do I find out who the heck wants to learn that particular technique? Because, I mean, there are things that I know how to do that I may or may not employ in my own business because it's not my modality of choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know,
but I know how to do a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to cut you off. Are you?
Oh, no. You're. I was just saying, I know how to do a lot of stuff, and I love teaching, but I just don't often think that people want to learn it. So
Right. So what your question was, you want to know, how do you find out if people want to learn about these things you're thinking about teaching? Was that, would I be correct in that?
Yeah, I would say that's a big question today. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. I'm glad you asked that, and I love that question. And this is great for everyone to listen to when you get the replay of this later today. For starters, you're going to love, again, today's lesson, this week's module, because that's all about how you find that out.
Mm.
You know, again, without jumping too far ahead, but basically I'll talk about some of it. You know, what you're going to be doing essentially is, and let me actually what I want to do so that I make sure I'm talking about exactly what I want to hit on the points that that I talk about in this. Pull that worksheet up real quick. Give me 1 second, and I'll look at it while I'm talking to you. I think that will be the easiest way to do it. Let's see here. I don't lose anything. Okay. So, here we go. I found it pretty easily. Great. So the first thing I'm going to tell you before, as I already talked about this in the video module, but you'll want to get yourself as separate. This is not just you, Jack. This is for everyone. You'll want to get yourself like a journal. And I would say get yourself something at the office supply store, preferably something with pockets in it, and I'll explain why in a moment. But you want to basically have what I call your entrepreneur black book. This is essentially what you're going to be using as sort of almost like your business plan for how you, as you collect data about your ideal customer, their wants and dislikes, matching your skills to what they want. We'll start talking about numbers in a couple of modules and your sales process. But also, when you find pictures and magazines that inspire you, you want to be able to tear those out, have a place to put everything in sort of one spot. So that's why I recommend having some kind of like a nice journal. And also, I think the idea is I'm a computer person. I do everything on my computer. I write and do everything on the computer. But having a physical piece, a physical notebook where you can sit down and move your hand and get into action, moving your wrists to write things out, really helps to connect your mind and your thought with your body. And I think that it really helps a lot. For me, I don't think I know. It helps me quite a bit in terms of how I am able to make that mind-body connection. My thought processes get a lot clearer because I'm not staring at a screen that's glaring at me. So the slides for this week's module are able to, you can download those and print those out. I think it's about 19 pages. But I would say do the actual coursework, not on the PDF, but in a journal. So that's the first thing I want to say. Okay. Now what I'm gonna kind of give you a clearer idea about what we're talking about for this week and how you'll find those people is when you go through the first part of that process, it's called the target market assessment. So you're going to be writing down all of the things about your ideal target customer. And you can change this. So this doesn't have to be, you write this down and this is carved in stone. You're going to be going on an investigative process to learn about these people or this person, I should say. Excuse me one second. I just sneezed there.
Bless you.
Sorry about that. Thank you. You're going to be writing down, like what segment of, are they men, women, children, age range, profession, income level, that kind of thing. You're literally kind of painting a portrait of this person and what their likes and interests and things are. Also, if they are possibly a good candidate for you in terms of how you will market to them and eventually sell to them. Now, I want to skip over that a little bit and go into what makes your product or service unique. And in step four in that, I ask you about what are your points of differentiation? So the two questions I ask you, or three questions I ask you in that section is, what was your original inspiration behind why you created your product or service? What initially inspired you to even start making jewelry in your case? And then the next question I ask you is, what in your life made you want to do this? What was originally inspired you beyond just to be an artist, period. Okay. And then I also ask you what you are, well, I use the word addicted to, but I prefer to use passionate about. What are you passionate about? So is it, fabric, metal, semi-precious stones, candles, whatever it is. The reason why I ask you these questions and why I think this is a great segue into the question you asked me today is because when you understand this person who will be your student, who will be your consulting client, who will be your reader of your ebook if you choose to go that route or whatever it may be, you want to know, you want to have the answers to those questions down pat so that when you are talking to them, you know what they want to know, what they're interested in knowing more about. And there's more, even more direct ways. This is what you're sort of the sort of the idea, the map that you're crafting based on who you ideally want to work with. So, and what I have found is more often than not, your ideal customer is you, someone like you who has the same interests that you have, that has the same passions that you have. Because while we all are very unique, our interests, our passions, what we go for, what motivates and what excites us, what makes us angry, what makes us sad, that's universal. We all have very similar motivations behind why we do or don't or not do what we do in our lives. So the clearer you can get a picture painted about that person, the easier it'll be for you to talk to them using a lot of the other steps I'm going to give you later on in Module 3. Now, I recommend you do this exercise work first before I share with you the templates that I gave you. I give you four templates today, which I call the conversation starter templates. And what those are, and I actually am giving you access to all three of mine. The fourth one's coming next week because it's a video template. These are basically like what you write in a letter that you mail out or post to an email invitation, or what I call a social media connect, meaning what you're going to do, for an example, in your case, Jackie, what you would do is you would post questions on using Facebook, because I know you're active on Facebook. So you would post a question on Facebook saying something like, let me use exactly what you're thinking about doing. In what context would you want to teach something? Would it be in the form of an ebook? Would it be in the form of a live class or an online class? What exactly are you thinking about offering? You can change.
I'm not even sure. Let's see. Maybe just simple. Okay. I think one of the best things in the jewelry making is just simply like the wire wrapping, just basic wire wrapping.
Okay.
To just like the real basic, you know, one or two or maybe even three things to make you completely, you're able to do almost, you know, real basic jewelry that looks awesome.
Okay. Okay. All right. So let's say, for an example, to put some framework around this, is I would start out posting something at least once a week on Facebook, for an example, showcasing your finished piece. So I would take a piece in your collection that you, first of all, would want to sell, two, something that you would then work backward and break down how you made. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So say, for an example, give me an example of a piece that you have in your collection that required wire wrapping.
You mean like maybe a link to one of them, or?
Yeah, just like whatever. So if you're going to teach a class on wire wrapping or teach a wire wrapping technique, and it could be a class or whatever, but what piece do you have that you use that? Because I'm not familiar with wire wrapping. Yeah, I'm having to ask.
Okay.
Yeah.
One really big thing would be earrings. I mean, if you can make almost any pair of earrings with the first technique.
Okay.
So, yeah, any of the pair of earrings pretty much that have a loop at the top,
okay.
You know, making that perfect loop and making it look finished and perfect is
okay.
Something, you know, you have to practice. But, yeah, that one loop, for example, is huge for
okay.
Earrings.
Okay, great. So what I would do is I would take a photograph of a piece, earrings in this case, that uses that technique. I would put that up there. And if you're wanting to guide the question or the response that you want to get towards you possibly teaching how to make jewelry, you could say something like,
you give you like an example of one of the pieces from my shop, maybe?
Yeah, I would say one of the pieces from your shop. Mm-hmm. Give me a piece. So take one of the photographs. You would use mm-hmm. that in the post that you're going to write on Facebook, and then your comment or your you know what you write that accompanies the photograph. And there's examples of this in the conversation starter template section that you have available on the member area of the site. So you'll see how I did this. But I'm just going to, you know, kind of use you in a live example now. So
okay.
what I would say is, you know, take a piece that uses this technique. Let me ask you this before I go there. How long does it take you to make a pair of earrings using this wire wrapping technique?
Oh, maybe not more than 10 minutes.
Wonderful.
Not more.
Better.
Yeah, it's very quick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
What quick ones do you have, down, you know, it doesn't take that long. So, but
okay.
when you're first getting started, it might take you an hour or something.
Got you. Got you. Okay. Now, let me ask you this before I go into crafting the post. If someone like me who doesn't, as I've admitted, I don't know anything about wire wrapping, but I wanted to learn how to make a pair of earrings, or I wanted to make a gift for someone in my life, and I wanted to explore making them myself, and I'm, you know, artistically inclined. I mean, I would like working with my hands. I wanted to learn how to do this from scratch, me knowing nothing. How quickly could you, how quickly could you show me how to do this, me knowing nothing, if it's my first time ever doing it? And you and I are sitting side by side. You're showing me how to do this.
Well, it just probably about 15 minutes, just a basic technique, and then maybe half an hour of kind of re-showing, because it takes a little bit of, I mean, it's a small craft, so you kind of have to really see the detail of what I'm doing. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would say 15 minutes to half an hour, no more than that.
Okay, that's what I was thinking too. So I was going to say, when you said 15 and 45, I said, let's put the difference and say 30. So, so 30 minutes on how to make. So, this is one idea. You could take a picture of the earrings, the finished product, put it on a post. The quote on the post would say something like, earrings are one of the simplest items to make in my collection as an idea. You would edit this, but I'm just trying to get it out there. One of the simplest items that I can make in my collection, I usually can do them in less than 30 minutes. Okay. Or can be done in 30 minutes or less. So you want to state, you know, the reality of what it does to take to make this. The question that you want to make a second part of that statement or question is, I'm thinking about teaching an online video tutorial. I'm thinking about creating an online video tutorial or video tutorial on how I do this and how I use, and just say a special technique. Don't say what it is exactly. Using a special technique that I've mastered or something to that effect. Okay. I'm thinking about offering, so you can say, I'm thinking about offering a video, creating a video, a series of videos or a video tutorial on this special technique to making these beautiful earrings. What do you think? Okay. And you leave it in with a question at the end. You don't ask them, now this is really key here, Jackie, you don't want to ask them, would you like to see it? Or if I did it, would you like to download? You don't want to ask the question that elicits a yes or a no response, because that's not giving you the feedback that you want. Okay. So you want to close the question with something like, I didn't want to ask, do you want to think about making jewelry? Because that's a yes or no response. What pieces would you like to learn how to make? So that way they have to say bracelet, necklace, ring, what have you. Or you'd want to say something like, thinking about putting together a video tutorial showing you how I make these earrings in 30 minutes or less. I don't want to do a yes or no question. Yes, yes, no question. I'm losing my train here. Yes, I don't want to do a yes or no question. I want to put it in. I think about putting a video together, showing you how I make these earrings. Who would you like to make a pair of earrings for?
Oh, I like that. Too.
That could be another good one for you.
Right, because it could give people ideas of, oh, well, if I could make it for that person, and it would like kind of give them even more incentive of why they would be making it themselves, right?
Another way you could put it is, do you have, women in your life who love jewelry? These are one of my best sellers, for an example, and they're really super easy to make, you know, or something to that effect. Now, you can use this many different ways, this technique many different ways, Jackie. You can use it to actually sell the earrings themselves. So you would craft the post. Like, for an example, let's say if you embellish them with anything, like any kind of jewels or stones or anything like that. Say that the earrings are, I'm just going to throw out some assumption ideas here, but let's say that, for example, the stones that you use on the design that you show is like little red crystals. And that's been a really popular seller for you, is the earrings with the wire wrapping and the red crystals. Well, you've just come across a bunch of, you know, light blue crystals and amethyst crystals and, you know, and ice blue crystals and, you know, all the pink crystals and all of that. So the question you would post is, you know, this is one of my more popular sellers, this, and, you know, and give the design a name so that it sounds like you're talking about a person. And say something like, you know, I'm thinking about offering this in an ice blue crystal or a powder blue crystal or a green emerald green crystal or an ice pink crystal. What colors do you like, for example? Because the comments, again, you want people to comment on things that are engaging so that you're trying to pull out what level of interest they have. If the interest is lukewarm, meaning yes or no, I mean, that's not that that's not valuable, but you want to be able to, then you want to be able to respond back to them in your comments with maybe a short answer. You know, maybe they'll come up with something you hadn't even thought about. So maybe someone would say, well, had you thought about using, I don't know, I'm just going to throw out something here, pearls. And then your comment might back be, oh, great, you know, whatever their name is. I hadn't thought about pearls. That's a great idea. The core reason why you're doing this is that you want the more comments, of course, and you know this too already, Jackie, but, you know, the more comments that you get on a post, the higher up in the news feed your post will appear. So more people see your post, okay? And the more people that see it, the more people that click on it, and the more people that potentially may want to buy the piece or learn about the video. Now the core I want to get to here is it doesn't necessarily matter if you ever make a video or not. You may just end up selling more earrings because you talked about showing a video on how to make them yourself. This is a way that you market test what people's interests are. So while you never want to create a product without testing whether or not anyone has an interest in it, so you don't want to worry about, oh, if, you know, I have to go make this video first and I have to go online and market it. No, you want to take the temperature of the marketplace to see what people's natural interests are. I have, in my experience, when I offer to teach something, when I get into conversation with them, they tend to want me, they want to just buy the finished product or they want to buy me doing it. Okay. So the core is that you want to start generating income. It's great if it comes from teaching, but if it comes from direct sales of finished product, even better, because then you're done. There's nothing else to produce. You pay the product and you're ready to, you know, and you're totally good to go. But by positioning yourself as someone who can teach these techniques, we respond to people who share their knowledge. You know, I can either make a gumbo for you or I can teach you how to make a gumbo. Now, you may look at that once I tell you all the stuff that goes into making a gumbo and say, oh, God, forget it. Can you just make it for me and come over and serve it to me? You know, this is too much work. The bottom line is that you're getting paid.
I like that.
okay? That's the bottom line. We want to get you paid. So, so what I'm saying is that you'll need to sit down. That's another reason why I want you all to have a journal, because mm-hmm. when you move into these steps of writing these posts and things, you're gonna need to write several drafts of things. You just don't write it off the cuff. I can do it because I've done it a lot more often. I can, but sometimes it takes me 30, 45 minutes to write a post because I'm thinking mm-hmm. about every single word I'm using. Is it going to elicit the kind of response I want? I kind of belabor over the picture that I use. You know, I take my time before I write my post. So that's another reason why you want to have a journal. You know, you might be looking through a magazine, a fashion magazine, for an example, and you see something that inspires something that you have in your collection, and you think, oh, that could make a great post about fill in the blank. That's a technique I can teach. That's a piece I have in my collection. That's something that I could make, okay? I'll give you another tip for you. Let's say you're going through a fashion magazine, you see a piece in there that really, you know, resonates with you, you love the piece, and you know, because you're a jewelry designer, you know how by looking at it, pretty much how they constructed that, or you can do a version of it, okay? But say you haven't made it yet, okay? Another way you can go with it is to, you know, take a picture of that, you know, take that photograph, scale it, use that as your model on your Facebook post and says, I love this piece. I love this piece. It's something that I'm really looking forward to making. Is this something that, let's see, I don't want to do a yes or no response, but where would you wear this piece with?
Mm.
Okay, if I created it, what would you wear it with? And then you see how many people respond to it. If no one responds to it, that's great information too, because then you know that, well, you know, the temperature is kind of lukewarm to this. I may not even do it. Or you may decide to do it just because you want the piece for yourself. But if people are really responding to it and saying, oh, my God, Jackie, if you had that, I would get it today, then you need to get busy and make the piece today. Now, the second half of this, which I go over in those templates, which is the second piece, which is the email invitation template, once people have responded to your post with comments, you then want to email those people from within Facebook using this email invitation template to get them on the phone. Your goal is to get them off of Facebook and get them onto the phone so that you can talk to them about what they're needing in their wardrobe, in your case, what gift item ideas they've got, what gifts they've got coming up for the year that they need to buy gifts for, okay? You want to have that 15-minute conversation with them, and it's not about selling anything. And when the template, when you see it, I say in there, this is not a sales call. Okay, you're just trying to find out what people are needing. In your case, for gift ideas for the year, for pieces that you're thinking about creating, for classes that you're thinking about teaching, for video series that you're thinking about creating, ebooks you're thinking about writing. Because the key is to get you into conversation with them so you can find out what people are wanting.
Awesome.
Okay. Then what happens as a result of that, then you close the conversation with, if I were to offer this or if I could create this, could I call you back and ask you about it? Would you be interested in that? And they'll either say to you directly, yes, Jackie, I would love to know more about that. Please let me know when it's available. Or, you know what, no, Jackie, that's okay, but thank you, though. The idea is that you're in conversation. If they say, yes, Jackie, I would really, you know, I've got a wedding coming up. I've got to buy a gift for the bride. I think you can make a great piece for me. Please let me know when you have that available, or can we talk about it, and maybe you can custom design a piece for me. Okay, then you set the appointment with them and that conversation, and then you do it. You could possibly be getting custom work.
Mm-hmm.
But see, the thing of it is that you can't know all of this until you're talking to people. Because posting stuff on a web page is great. And it's great to get sales when you're asleep and doing something else. But when things are not moving, you need to get into conversations with people so that you can find out what's going on for them, what they're interested in. That's why I call these conversation starter templates. Okay. Does that
Okay.
help?
Oh yeah, that's awesome. Just the outline of the type of conversation is awesome because I do, it just gives me some really great structure about. Yeah, I mean, you're helping to concentrate all that stuff mishmashing in my brain as far as I don't know what to offer. I don't even know what to ask. I don't even know how to phrase what I need or want for. Because I don't want to be just the bead stringer person who just makes stuff and posts it up there and then goes, God's a day. That's not who I am either. There are people who do that and it's fine, but that's just not who. It doesn't give me the gusto and musto of my life that it's helping people directly. So I love that. Awesome.
This is great. And this is what I also want to extend to you too, Jackie, as well. Because this is all new to all of you to do. So I'm extending this to everyone in the group. When you start crafting your posts, and well, all the things that I'm going to give you, the warm letter template, the email invitation, the social media connect, go ahead and craft those. Post them up on the meme site. Let us look at them before you post them.
Oh, I have to tell you, I hope you don't mind, if I interject. You've inspired me to get my mailing list, my email set up on actually a different service. I was using Constant Contact and then I just switched to MailChimp and I don't know if anybody knew that that was free for like forever. You can use that forever. So I'm
We're going
using,
to
I
actually
just
talk about
switched
that
it all
today.
over.
What'd you
So
say?
I just switched it all over to MailChimp. And so you're giving me really great ideas about this weekend. Maybe tomorrow night I'll send out, or just maybe suggest maybe Tuesday morning, sending out an email to get my list moving again as far as my emails.
Yes. We're
Because
going to be
I have
really
new.
at next week on Module 4 about, and I'm glad you brought up MailChimp because I will be talking about them too. So yes, that's great. That's great.
Awesome.
Yeah, like I said, you're not in this alone. So as I said before, anything like that that you're thinking about running by, throw it up on there. Let us comment on it. Let us, I look at the Ning site every day, like I said, feel free to share that with us. Because again, the idea is for us to help support one another. So if you post something, and when you actually post it on Facebook, also let us know because then we can share it so that you'll also get more eyes on your posts as well.
Fantastic.
So this is really good. This is really good exercise for all of you to do. And it takes a little bit of time just to get the rhythm down. But as I said before, that's why I think it's so important to have a journal because, again, like I said, for me, an idea pops into my head, and it always pops into your head, as I'm sure what we all know, when we're not near a computer, when your child's having a meltdown, when you're driving
Yes.
or whatever, that's when this
Yeah.
comes to you. So.
Mm
Having something that you can easily get your hands on and just jot down even a couple of words can really help you a lot. Then when you're able to sit down and actually really work on the post, then you're able to really pull out of it what you need. And it's a thing where you're going to have to test a lot of different things to see what people are responding to. As I said before, if people are not saying anything, then that one's not eliciting a lot of interest. No worries. You post something else about, something personal going on in your life, or you post something about just whatever. You don't want to hit messages every single day about something that you're quote unquote marketing or seeding, But I would say at least 3 times a week, 2-3 times a week, you're posting something related directly to your business and your sales.
Okay.
So stagger them out, you know, maybe post something up on, you know, LinkedIn. Oh, you know, this weekend was really, you know, it was raining outside, didn't get a chance to really get out, so I whipped up a bunch of earrings. You know, took me 15 minutes to make these. You know, I'd love to show you. Something like that. You
awesome.
Know, close it with a
Great.
Question.
Mm-hmm. The exciting part of it is to not just the basic technique, but I do something else that I really haven't seen too many people use with my earring wrapping. So I'll be excited to wrap, to maybe offer that later after the basic one.
Yes, yes, that's great. That's great. And, you know, another thing you could do, too, as I said before, I mean, you know, depending upon, you know, where you are geographically, you know, you could even say, you know, I'm going to be offering a class live, but I'm thinking about doing it online. I'll share an example with me as I'm teaching a 4-week class at a local art store here in Santa Cruz, where I live, on the art of social media. And I'm going to be posting something on Facebook pretty soon saying, you know, teaching this live class, thinking about offering it online. What do you think? You know, this is another tip I'll give you, too. If you are stumped on what to say at the end without asking a yes or no question, or question that is a yes or no response, just use what do you think.
That's great.
You know, that's the simplest way to keep from asking a question that will elicit a yes or no response. Just whipped up 30 pairs of earrings this weekend, did them in like less than, you know, 2 hours. Think about teaching a course on this. What do you think? Think about creating an online video about this. What do you think? You know, I have these earrings in red and blue and green, but I'm thinking about offering them in pink and lighter, brighter, more pastel-y colors. What do you think?
That's great.
It's a great way to just wrap it up. If you can't figure out what else to say on the end, just ask, what do you think? People love to tell you what they think.
That's for sure.
You know, they love telling you what you think. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I think that that would really be a great exercise for all of you. So, do you have any more questions for me, Jackie, or does that sound like you've got a good?
That's great.
Okay. Cool.
No, I'm set for now. Yeah, I'll have to process them this
wonderful.
Week. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. So what I want to do while you're still on is I have a question that came in from Katie, who's also in our program. She wasn't able to make the live call today, but you might like the response that I have on it. So if you want to hang out for another maybe 10, 15 minutes, can you do that? Or you have to go? Okay.
No, I'm here to absorb it all.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. So I'm going to pull up the question here again real quick because I want to make sure that I'm asking it right. And let's see here. Katie wasn't able to make it today. She had to work. And Denise has a photo shoot today. She just emailed me and said she wouldn't be able to make it. But it's all good because you can listen to this replay whenever you're ready and get all of the juicy nuggets out that you need to get. So that's what I love about this. So this will be really interesting for everyone to listen to as well because Katie, I'm sorry, is doing she's in the process of creating content for a class that she's preparing to put together called a visibility course. And I'm really excited about this for her because this is a whole new stretch for her. She's going in a total different direction in her business. You know, she's a painter, but she's now going to be teaching classes on visibility. And I think for all of us as creatives and artists, you know, we struggle in that area. So I'd be really excited to see what Katie does create for this. But the question that she sent in was that she's having difficulty, from what I'm understanding here, she says she feels like she doesn't have a complete connection between herself and the people that she wants to connect to. So what she's basically doing is basically what she's sort of struggling with is in building that connection between herself and her knowledge and her skills and abilities to the marketplace and what they are needing? And I'm hoping that I'm getting this question right, Katie, because it's a little confusing for me, but I think that I'm understanding what you're saying. You're trying to build that connection between yourself and your customers. So as a result, you're having trouble creating the content that you need for the class, if I'm understanding correctly. And if I'm wrong, please, I'm sorry. I'll address it again on a future call. But what I'm understanding is, the content you need to create is coming from the conversations that you are having or maybe not having currently, if I'm reading this correctly, between the people that want or need this information and your ability to be able to create it. So that's why I feel definitely, based on what you've asked me, these conversations, starter templates that I've given you today would be great way to jumpstart that process. You know, what happens as creatives and why I structured this particular module this way is we tend to create all of our work in a vacuum. Do you agree, Jackie?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. You know, we create
like the process of being creative, right?
Yeah, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that to an extent, but the reality of it is when it comes to creating or making sales, you have to release it out into the world in order to get feedback. So the tendency in the old model, I'll call it the old model, is that we sit in our little rooms with just enough light that we can see what we have to do. And we create our masterpieces. And then we take it out into the cold light of day and hope that the world responds to what we do. That's the old way of creation. The new way of creation is about engagement, this, to literally flip that and reverse it. So it's about engaging and having conversations with the people that you want to provide the product or the service or the course for before you even create it. Okay? So obviously all of you to some extent or another have current inventory that you want to, you know, ideally move. So that's why in that very first worksheet I gave you, the cash creation template, is some of your things, if they haven't been selling, may have to be retooled so that they are more accessible to people who really want to buy them. The core of all of it is, though, is to get into conversation with people as quickly as possible, the potential buyers as quickly as possible, so that you're not creating in a vacuum. So to answer Katie's question directly, what I would do is I would start crafting posts on Facebook that I put on there asking questions. In this case would be, I'm writing the content for an exciting new course on visibility. Where do you struggle with being more visible? Okay. That could be the responses that she gets to that question could almost be her outline, because they will be as varied as the people who answer the question. You know, some person could make a comment and say, you know what, I always get nervous and choke when I think about going on stage. Another response could be, you know, I really want to participate in more art shows, but I just have a hard time talking about my work once it's hung and the show is actually happening. Another response might be, you know, I've had, you know, media people trying to contact me to interview me. I just don't like the sound of my voice, and I really avoid them at all costs. Okay. All of those things represent visibility. So by putting seeding questions about where the person struggles with visibility will then in turn give Katie, I'm speaking to her at this moment, the content that she will structure, and it'll also reawaken her energy around the topic. She'll feel more connected to people because they responded. Now to take it a step further, that's the social media connect. Now to take it a step further, she will then send email invitations for a 15-minute consultation on the phone with those people who responded with comments and inviting them to get on the phone with her, and then she can delve deeper. She's not selling the course. She wants to know from, in their own words, what they're struggling with in regards to visibility. Now, I understand that Katie is creating this course, and I believe it's going to be a live course, from what I'm understanding, but she may be preparing to do this as a product, meaning audios, as she mentioned, and possible course material. So that's another reason why, for any of you who are thinking about putting together some kind of a training program of some sort, you really want to get on the phone with people because you want to know what format that they really want. They may not want audios. They may want video. Okay? They may not want it online. They may want it physically printed. They may want to spend a day with her in a live workshop. They may want to hire her for one-on-one consultation now, but you won't know this unless you're in conversation with them directly. So the social media connect is the way to get the conversation started. That's why I call them conversation starters. And then your role is to then invite them to even go further with you so that you can really get under the hood and find out what they want, what they need, and how they want to deliver to them. You know, I'll go back to you for an example, Jackie. You know, you might have a design that, you know, you thought was really fantastic and no one's buying it, and you may find on the phone with someone, they say, you know what, I would have bought that piece if it was 3 inches longer. But see, you don't know that unless you're talking to people.
That's true.
You know, or you did a piece that was done with like a really dark, like a really dark metal, and someone said, "I love that piece, but I would have bought it if it was in silver,
mm-hmm.
or I would have bought it if it was in copper."
I try to remember that too. By the way, too, when I'm purchasing from other,
mm-hmm.
you know, anywhere, any retail.
Mm-hmm. You know.
Gosh, I wish that was purple. It's blue. I would have rather had it in purple, but.
Yeah.
They're not asking me, so.
Yeah. Well, see, and that's just it because, you know, that's the old paradigm. But the thing, and the reason why, again, you want to move away from that old paradigm and move into the engagement process of sales, what it does is it eliminates any question. You'll probably find that more than one person wants it that way. So that means you sell mm-hmm. multiple things. And you're not also investing money in inventory that you can't move.
I love that idea.
You know? So, you know, the homework assignment that I've given all of you this week is to have 3 to 5 conversations this week.
Okay.
I'll just go ahead and share that now. I talk about it in the module, but I'll just go ahead and say it now. So in your case, in Katie's case, in everyone's case, you know, you want to get on the phone, you know, and if your energy is starting to wane, if you're feeling confused, you're feeling disconnected, that's even more so. What's happening is that this is a great way to wrap up today's session, is about feeling that connection, having trouble creating and maintaining your energy in connection with clients and customers. You're having trouble because you're not connecting with people live. You're living in your head. And, you know, I think sometimes, if my head and the way I think was my roommate, I would have kicked them out a long time ago. Oh, because you know, I just can't do it. I mean, sometimes the stuff that goes through my head sometimes is so insane and so crazy and so not true. And, you know, that's why I love this engagement. I love having this time being on the phone with you and being with all of you to just, you know, that's why, you know, I did the meme site, you know, get into communication, stop creating in a bubble. You can't do it. The world doesn't work that way anymore. You're just not at that level yet where you can just whip out anything and people will just buy it. You've got to be able to get feedback from people. Now, this is not to say that you have to take everyone's suggestions as gospel, but more often than not, one person will say something that you had never thought about that most likely is really simple to do and it's right in your face, but you can't see it because you're too close. You know? And I'm really excited to see what Katie creates with this because I know visibility is something that we all need help with. Because that's part of being an artist. You have to be visible. You have to be, you know, in all mediums, live, in person, and in the media. So, you know, you don't want to turn away opportunities because you're afraid of visibility. And I would even go so far as to say this, Katie, you know, when you make that post on Facebook about where we struggle with visibility, please let all of us know about it, because I know Jackie probably has a question about visibility. I'm sure Denise has a question about visibility. Jaylene has a question about visibility. God knows I know I do. That'll be your first three comments, four comments right there. You know, and let us help you. Let us give you our where we struggle with. Your answering our questions is your outline. Oh, I didn't even, you know, and she'll probably read that and go, oh, I didn't even think about that. You know, that wasn't even something I even considered. But that's how you get that feedback and that exchange going. So I hope that that helps. I wish I could have spoken with you live, and I hope I'm even addressing what you really want to know, but I'm getting what I'm reading is what I'm thinking what you wanted, what you're asking me. So, again, if I'm wrong, please, you know, please send me another question or, you know, post it on the main site, or if you can make the next live call, I'll be more than happy to, you know, address it more directly. But I think that's what you're asking. So, I hope that helps. So anyway, so we're in our last couple of minutes here. Jackie, did you have any last thoughts or any, you know, any aha moments you'd like to share before we wrap up for today?
Just one last quick thing, which was what you were just talking about, Katie. I'm really looking forward to what she's offering for visibility, because all of us have different perspectives on all of this. And so, I will be absolutely there with big open ears to hear what she's got to say. So mm-hmm. I'm looking for everybody's input. So thank mm-hmm. you, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. So with that said, we're going to meet again next Sunday at noon, and we will have another Q&A call, coaching call, open coaching call, and it's all going to be about your results from Module 3. So I'd love to know what kind of conversations you had this week. I'd love to see your post up there. I can comment on those posts next week when we have the call. So, you know, everyone try to put at least one thing up this week. And, of course, your general questions, concerns, fears, whatever you want to talk about, this is your hour, and I want to be able to support you any way I can. Use the Ming site. If you're not sure about something, throw it up there first. Let us know. We'll all go there and look at it, make comments about it, help you fine-tune it, and then put it out into the world. But this is how you get the process started.
Awesome.
Well, great. So, Jackie, thank you so much for joining me today, and I hope you get a lot out of the replay when you listen to it later, and I think that that's it. So have a great Sunday.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great Sunday, and I'll see you all next week. Have a great, productive week.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.